Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hey guys.
Bienvenidos.
My ears.
Oh, sorry.
I'm here with Taylor and Travis.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Activated.
Oh God.
They might be activated already. I'm trying to catch up with activated. So.
Guys, it's, I mean,
actually,
technically it's Sunday fun day.
Yeah. I got activated last night, so I'm a little less activated today.
I think my whole weekend's been activated. Like, I just plugged myself into a charger and just said, let's go full green. It's like,
I'm just combining medications tonight. I'm just doing a little wine, little aspirin, maybe a little more aspirin. I just want to see what it does to my body.
Hey, man, you have to push yourself. Yeah. I mean, like, go to the limits, man.
Yeah, test yourself.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to see what kind of medications I have in the old medicine cabinet when I get home, too.
Yeah.
Because I want to get, like... The aspirin I had was white, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get...
That's racist.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm about to bring it all inclusive.
Okay.
I want to get one pill of each color of the rainbow and take it tonight and just see what I get.
Just Roy G. Biv.
Mm-hmm.
Just go Roy G. Biv and go straight into orbit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Roy G. Biv boner?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a bone on all those?
I mean, the blue ones.
That's only one.
Yeah, you're going to be that frog after a while.
I'm going to be boner frog 2019. Yeah,
he's going to be doing some high kicks.
Your lower lip's going to protrude. Yeah,
he's going to be a WB frog.
Can we get back on track, guys? We haven't even, like, introduced what our topic is tonight.
We better hurry before Travis takes all his rainbow pills. Tonight, we're going to talk about the first movies we saw that involved, you know, taboo subjects as kids. Like, you know, the first movie was with nudity, first movies with bad language, first movies that tackled heavy subject matter.
That like, you actually consciously realized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this, like, first boners?
If need be.
Oh. Huh.
I mean, it could be all of the above.
All right. Yeah, well, so. I mean, you guys go ahead and take a seat and I'll
just jot these down real quick.
It's like, we'll just go ahead and make this into a bank of microphones in front of Travis. It's like a press conference.
It's like a man of the house, bone.
Just anything with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bone.
Macaulay Culkin and the Nutcracker. Bone.
Oh, jeez. Macaulay Culkin and the Pagemaster.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a great run.
Mm-hmm.
if we're getting into the nitty gritty of it, the one that I think that I can consciously remember being like, oh man, this is a naughty scene, and I enjoy this, was National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Ooh.
It's during the whole scene where they get to, I'm assuming, Germany,
yeah,
and he's, you know, Clark is doing the whole dance thing, but Russ is off of the side with some German broad, and she just seems to undo her top at an inopportune time for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go back and watch it because Russ just leans back and goes, oh, 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 oh. And that was it. He just leans back and laughs. And that was the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went back later on, and she had her top off, and he's like, oh, I gotta go. And that was it.
Yeah.
But still, at that age, I honestly, I don't know when that movie came out. Maybe 89?
85. 85. European was
85?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should not have been watching that film. It was like, but I was just a young hula, and I remember watching it and being like, this is hilarious, but I feel this is outrageously, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to borrow this video for 20 minutes in my bedroom real quick. we're going to pause this for a little bit. And like, but that was the first raunchy film I remember National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Did you wear out the VHS tape?
Man, I don't know, because it was such a short scene. You could pause it so quickly because it was like so short. Like, she just popped it open. He laughed, cut away, went to the whole Clark fight. But then it would come back. And she was with her top off, and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, at a very young age, the national, and there were more, I believe, nudity. They're at one of Clark's greatest lines. And Russ was like, you told me when, you know, when in Rome, do as Romans do. And it's like, yeah, I said Rome. This is Paris, and you're drunk. Like, that just goes back to, like, that movie was iconic for me. Like, this is a dirty movie.
That time was a time for raunchy movies.
It was, like,
Porky's time period.
And that's why I thought it was, like, late 80s. I was like, because I knew I was born in 83, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I felt like that was an early, like time. I was like, man, was I like 6 years old rocking a bone?
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird. I was like, I don't think I was.
Did you take the blue pill?
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, I do remember just, you know, watching in the '90s, just laughing hysterically, but I'd be like, oh, there's nudity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
P.S. I still say to this day, sidetracking, that was the best National Lampoon. I know that Christmas Vacation is right there. Mm-hmm. But if you watch it again and again, like, damn, it just had this extensively long European Vacation.
Big Ben, Parliament.
Big Ben, Parliament. Like picking a poke. I mean, there's some, like, because Christmas, because it was at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks it's the Christmas one. Mm-hmm. But European Vacation, go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. It's damn good. And
Christy Brinkley in that one?
Yeah, she's in the first one.
First one, yeah.
She's in Vacation, and she's... Oh, wait, she's not in Christmas Vacation, is mm-hmm. she?
No.
She's only in Vacation and Vegas Vacation?
Yeah, she's not in European, yeah. Huh.
But yeah, you're saying that made me think of the original Vacation with Christy Brinkley, where she's driving the Ferrari. I get Ferraris and Lamborghinis mixed up. She's driving the red sports car. Mm-hmm. And Chevy Chase is seductively eating a sandwich until he figures out the dog pissed on it.
Oh, yeah. And then they go swimming in the hotel. Okay. Well, is that one of your movies?
I mean, I didn't think of it until Tay mentioned European Vacation. It's like where Chevy Chase is sitting at the bar and Christy Brinkley approaches him and he's like, mind if I sit down? And it's like, yeah, that's just no game whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they go skinny dipping out. I mean, that was a pretty suggestive Christy Brinkley.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, gorgeous. And even Christmas Vacation. I mean, very seductive in the whole pool scene.
It's like,
can't see the line, can you, Russ?
In the '80s, that was a hell of a time, man. Hell of a time.
Every time that song comes on, I think of Christmas Vacation.
And absolutely.
The girl on the diving board, like, flicking her bathing suit at Chevy Chase.
Again, I know we brought it up on the last podcast, but, like, Travis trying to get his, he is still crowdfunding, y'all. Like, he's trying to get a pool and a house.
Oh, I didn't know if we were talking about me free money for a pool or me being a camboy.
Mm-hmm. No, well,
or maybe I should camboy and get money for a pool.
No, man. You're going to camboy in the pool.
Send your panties to Travis. But
Taylor, there's got to be, I need levels of this.
Are you telling me you can't put a floaty up there?
Like, oh, I can, but Taylor, I've got a camboy before I get a pool, so I can afford this pool.
Oh, man.
Yes, we can.
All right. Oof. We just got to crowdfund this quick.
Yeah, someone just got to figure out, you know, should Trav get a pool or a camera? You know, that's a debate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, you have to have a camera to be a camboy. Mm-hmm. Fuck, there's expenses?
Yeah, overhead
or underhead. At least $480.
All right. Oh, $480.
You kind of want to blurry. I was like,
we're 720 fam here.
Either way.
Todd, back on task. What's your movie? This is a perfect podcast. I'm upset I'm not drinking more for this one.
Yeah, Travis has been subsisting on aspirins. First one that I remember seeing that had full-on nudity was Young Guns 2. Hmm? There's a scene where... Emilio Estevez's lady friend, I think she's providing the distraction for Billy the Kid to escape or whatever. So she, all the bandits or whatever, all the posse that are meant to catch him are outside. And so she comes out completely in the buff and gets on her horse and slowly rides away. And so obviously, you know, Billy the Kid could be in Nebraska by the time they get done staring. So it's like, I was like, wow, that's a naked lady. And it's interesting. That was probably the first nudity I remember seeing in a movie. First raunchy, like, dialogue was Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
I was forbidden to watch that, and so that meant I watched it as soon as I could.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Wait, is there nudity in that?
I don't know if there's nudity.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure there's nudity, but there's definitely, like, it's obviously politically incorrect, and there's a lot of bad language interspersed in there.
Okay, so I've got one. Top Gun.
Yes.
Yeah,
I thought you were a Top Gun fan.
Oh, I enjoy Top Gun.
Oh, okay.
But, so it was one of my pop, he's a pilot, and so he dug all that, you know, dogfighting and shit like that. And so he had Top Gun, and I would try and watch it all the time. Well, I wanted to watch it one time when he was out of town, and he had to tell Mom. He was like, yeah, he can watch it, but, you know, go tell Mom whenever that scene comes on, and so she can fast forward it for you, and because you shouldn't be watching it. Mom wasn't paying attention. I have shitty parents. They're awful. I mean, look at what they raised.
Yeah.
So I, of course, at a young age, was like, this is the part I shouldn't be looking at. I'm totally going to watch it. And then I'm just going to rewind it after the sex scene and then go tell mom, like, oh, hey, mom, that thing's on. I can't watch it. It's bad. And then I'll let her fast forward.
Yeah. Through it. With a bone?
What?
Were you rocking a bone? Oh, okay.
How disappointing.
Yeah. However, there's no nudity in it. There's no, I mean, it's all just suggested. Like, if I don't see nipple, if I don't see Braille,
yeah,
then that's a fail.
Right.
Ain't no Braille, that's a fail.
Yo. It's also going to be my sign off tonight. Don't steal it. If I don't see Braille, that's a fail.
Oh,
there,
good Lord.
There wasn't like full on nudity, but there was a lot of heavy petting in that scene.
We're going to have to watch it again after this.
Yeah, we're going to go back and watch that. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be the most sexual episode we've ever done. Yeah. But yeah, that was one that I thought of too, was on my list. I remember Lethal Weapon in the opening of the first Lethal Weapon movie. The girl is like naked.
Yeah.
In that opening. That was one of the first raunchy scenes that I saw.
I think, you know, I think, God dang it. Now, again, we just randomly come up with things. Obviously, in my mind, because I had the VHS of European Vacation, but this is going to sound weird, but Point Break.
Yes.
Where they break in and that girl just runs through with her titties flopping out. I was like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I remember watching, like, again, my parents were bad too. They're like, oh, hey, yeah, it's got Keanu in it. Yeah, he's cool, whatever. You can watch it. And it's like, you know, all right. But it was such a quick scene. I was like, what is going on? She's just running through, top off. And I was like, I think I'm okay with this. I was like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point Break. That's a good one too. Yeah,
see, I never saw Die Hard, like, without commercials until I was older, so I didn't realize that there's much the same.
Yeah, small just some rando scene, yeah.
gal running past.
Yeah,
That was the '80s, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just titties flopping around.
It was just a different time.
It was just, sounds like you lorn for those times. That was from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, totally. I mean, it's like that was a different, just different era where it's like you could do stuff like that. And movies that have rampant nudity in them.
Yeah.
I think now you just have to go to HBO to get that.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, that kind of stuff. But back in the day, it was
Chernobyl.
Yeah, exactly.
Dongs.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was like gratuitous nudity in those movies where it was just like I said, it didn't do anything for the plot, didn't serve anything. It just was there.
And you say that, and I think Travis and I saw this in theaters, maybe together, but the whole nine yards.
Oh, I'm yelling.
Like Amanda Peet, like, that was an uncalled for nude scene. She just shows up, and it was like, hey, it's like, oh, you shot that guy with your top off.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Just cuts.
On to the next scene. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why? No. Why was that needed?
Yeah, her top was off, and they left it off for a good long while.
Yeah, I was I'm not mad about it, but like, this seemed to seem to carry on.
So I've got another one of mine. I only came up with three. The other one, spoiler alert, is Demolition Man's first movie I got to check out, and there's just like one flash of boobs in there where it's like they're trying out FaceTime in the future. But
true or false, your movie collection is Demolition Man,
13th Warrior,
13th Warrior,
and Fright Night,
Twilight. And that's it.
Oh, no, and he's got Big Top Pee Wee.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting I was going to bring that over.
I think you've got like four movies.
I just watch them on repeat.
Yeah.
It's, hey, listen, I've got, all I have is a 6-disc DVD changer, and it is broken. I cannot eject. And so I just watch those same ones on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Man, that could be it.
I just shuffle, and I'm like, what are we watching tonight? Big Top Pee Wee? Cool.
Good weather.
But so my next movie was, and really this is kind of a twofer, Blue Lagoon, Brooke Shields.
Mm.
I remember watching that and being like, I don't know what this is, but I'm very young and I know I shouldn't be watching this, but
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having to, like, mom coming back in the room, I was like, change the channel. She was like, what were you watching? I was like, I don't know.
QVC.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on here. But that with Brooke Shields and then Return to Blue Lagoon with Mila Jovovich. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
She was in Days of Confused.
Wait, who?
Mila Jovovich, Resident Evil gal.
Jovovich.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, QVC thing. Go on YouTube, look at QVC fails. It's a good 10 minutes of your time.
That's good.
Ten minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have 10 minutes.
Watching people like just demonstrate ladders and like fall through the set.
Oh yeah, I'm into that.
And
yeah,
like a guy unsheathes a samurai sword and of course he cuts himself.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's some strong stuff.
QVC fails.
My favorite is the guys demonstrating the Wii and the big screen TV and sends the controller right through the screen.
Oh.
It's a solid entertainment.
That's on me.
All right, you guys got any more boner jams?
Well, on the subject of like raunchy movies, I think the first like violent movie that I can recall seeing was Reservoir Dogs.
Oh yeah,
that was one of the more like both in terms of language and actual content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of blood. All that kind of stuff.
I didn't know we were going violent. I thought we were just all raunchy.
Any kind of like taboo movie, like the first.
Across the board. Yeah. I mean, like, I was him with Travis. Like, I took it as everything. And nudity was definitely European Vacation. My raunchy, dark movie was RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I was in,
in
fifth grade, that whole scene, like, and my parents were just like, yeah, again, there's terrible parents. Like, hey, yeah, it's rated R. This guy gets his arm shot off, you know. This one guy's doing cocaine off titties.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, they're like, yeah, it's cool. Just watch it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I remember, like, my mom was like, what is this movie? And I'm like, oh, it's this guy that becomes a robot. And she's like, well, what is happening right here? And I think it was that time where this huge cocaine war, you know, it's just like, yeah, it gets a little dark.
Yeah.
And that lady gets shot through her skirt and then blows that guy's dick off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But Total Recall, too, was another one that was violent. It had nudity. It had language, everything. You know, we've got to get back to Mars. That was definitely another one that I saw.
I need to rewatch Total Recall.
It has some trippy special effects with, like, the face that comes
apart. The slide-off face.
Yeah. Arnold's underneath it. I will see you in the rerun.
Guys, I need to revisit all my movies to come up with raunchy ones that aren't just about nudity and craziness.
We might take a brief break now so Travis can pull some more movies together for us.
Well, I'm glad you said movies.
Mm-hmm. But we will be right back after a message from our sponsors. Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Get wrecked, fam.
Tonight, we have been drinking some 7 and 7s because we're broadcasting, we're recording on 7/14, so 7 plus 7 equals 14. For those of you who haven't been, you know, mathematically educated.
Yeah, that's public schools.
Mm-hmm.
14 divided by 2?
Yeah, seven.
Exactly. Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. Ooh, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, another raunchy movie.
7 times 7 is 49, divided by 7.
69?
7.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to regroup because I thought this podcast was all about nudity and raunchy comedies, but then I read the rest of the text, and apparently it's also about mature themes and profanity.
An early movie for me that I saw was Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise, Oliver Stone, where he was like disaffected, like Vietnam veteran, and he led the big protest in D.C. and eventually headed up the movement with the guy, I think his name is Abbie Hoffman, the guy that speaks in Forrest Gump with, you know, on the big, at the mall with Forrest Gump, like, you know, man, whatever, like, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, that was my first experience. Although Forrest Gump was kind of politically charged, too, in its own way.
True, for sure, yeah.
Although you couldn't hear shit that Forrest said when he was up there on that podium, his mic got fucked.
So I'm going to say about that.
For some reason, somebody shot that nice man. But anyway, yeah, that Born on the 4th of July, JFK was another one of the early movies I saw that was...
Oliver Stone
again, yeah. Which I thought was... I still do think it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know, his theories about, you know, JFK and whatnot were out there, but...
I'll say, like, Travis, I'm stealing from you, but, like, these going into adult-themed movies that when I saw as a younger kid, I didn't really get, but I've rewatched 1,000 times... When you said Oliver Stone, Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, what the hell is this? It was like, but I knew it was a bad movie. But after rewatching it, I'm like, that was a terrible movie for me to watch. That was absolutely raunchy. Terrible. Yeah. But the other one, really, you know, we first said Die Hard. We said RoboCop. But from just a director standpoint, crap, I just forgot it.
Mayor's Paris?
No. God dang it. It's Oliver Stone, that time frame.
Alexander?
God damn it.
Or is it in the 80s?
It was in the early 90s.
And it was Oliver Stone?
No, but it was in the same like time frame of all those movies. God damn it. I had a thought. That's great. Thought's gone forever. Long story short, Oliver Stone nasty.
Yeah.
I think if I had a wish in like a magic lamp or whatever, I would wish to have Al Pacino's accent in Scarface.
Oh,
it's like,
yes.
You point your fucking fingers.
Oh,
and you say that's the bad guy.
I got it. It's like I just remembered it now. A major director doing Scorsese doing Goodfellas.
Yeah,
and Goodfellas again wasn't only a raunchy movie, but it was very mature theme.
Yeah.
And I remember like even watching it, being like, oh, I don't think much of this film, but going back and watching, I'm like, man, that was a terrible movie for me to watch as a kid. And I was like, yeah, just watch Goodfellas. It's, you know, it's a great, you know. She's like, yeah, it's good. It's whatever. It's a mob movie, whatever. I'm like, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, why was I watching this?
And get your fucking shine box.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your shine box.
Yeah, so it was like Goodfellas and, you know, Scarface. Like, movies that were very mature themed that I was just let to watch with no supervision at all.
Yeah.
So this movie probably doesn't belong on this podcast. But I was just trying to think of all the, like, any movie that I watched when I was probably a little bit too young. Fucking Watership Down.
Oh,
when they were just, like, the animated bunnies. Yeah, they were like, sure, you know, we'd go visit my dad's college roommate back in the day. And they'd be like, okay, we need to give this kid to watch, you know, let him watch something while we're getting hammered on margaritas. They're like, oh, we got The Dark Crystal and we got Watership Down. Those are the only two I had to watch.
Both
I
either got horrifying.
I either got the fucking scary ass Jim Henson Skeksis from Dark Crystal, which I will be watching on Netflix, but with all the lights on.
Yeah.
Still a dark time. But then they're like, yeah, watch this show about the little animated bunnies. And no, they're like suffocating underneath the ground. They're like killing each other, eviscerate, like ripping each other's throats out.
Yeah, and
with
dying.
Tiny little, yes.
Yeah.
They're undead bunnies in that.
The general, oh, fuck. They, guys.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Somebody else talk now.
Yeah. No, that was definitely dark.
Mm-hmm. And they were wondering why I was having like nightmares.
Yeah.
I was
night terrors.
Yeah.
Well, it was like me, you know, when I put the thing out there, what movies you want me to review, and Peanut Butter Solution was the one that won. And the, you know, there was weird stuff in there, like the kid that wanted to put the solution in down his pants and he's growing pubes out of his shoes. It's like, what the hell is this shit? How? We watched that in school.
That's science.
And the kid was like,
that's just science.
He's like, no, you give me solution, I rub it down there. He's got the stuff coming out of his pants. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And part of that peanut butter solution was, like, dead flies.
Yeah.
Little kids just rubbing dead flies on his junk.
Yeah. That.
And you know some kid somewhere watched that movie and tried it.
Oh, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah. And
he might be on this podcast.
I might
be. He might be talking right now.
But, yeah, that was a good example. Like, what the hell is that doing in a kid's movie?
Spoiler alert, did not work.
And I mean, it was like, we rewatched a little bit of Frasier on Netflix, and it was like, and again, this is early 90s. There was a reference in there, a very obvious reference that I didn't catch at the time because I was in like middle school, but it was like of cunnilingus. I mean, it was like a joke that was made about oral sex.
It's Colonel
like,
Angus.
It's like, how did that get onto Netflix? How did the censors miss that?
Because
this is obviously about a man going down on a woman, and it was a joke.
Is that what? I did not know that's what that meant.
Well,
so it's funny. So I was just telling these guys, I'm kind of enamored with the Conan O'Brien podcast right now. Mm. He had Dana Carvey on, and he was talking about like censorship. And when he was doing Church Lady, they had like one main censor guy, and I think Dana Carvey in dress rehearsal said penis. And then it was like, whoa. Yeah, you cannot say penis on air. Like, no, you cannot. And so he was like, I ended up going back and writing the most inappropriate things, like throbbing member. And it was like things that were like just outrageously more inappropriate than the word penis.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll never forget. He said it was like Steve Martin was the host. Like Steve Martin's like talking to like Lorne Michaels. And he's like, what demented mind comes up with this? And it was like, he's like, I did everything I could not to say penis, but it made it 10 times gross. What, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like it made it 10 times worse. So I wonder if that was like, hey, you can't say like oral sex on here. It's like, oh, well, then we'll do it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it very well could be.
Yeah.
It was like the Seinfeld, the master of your domain, where they couldn't say masturbation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then they did every other phrase.
Every phrase you could, yeah.
Made it more raunchy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes those confines, it's just get those creative juices flowing. See what I did there?
Well, yeah. Let the collective minds go where they will.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And all, and in a way, that might be why that time period was more raunchy, was because it was like there was more confinement about what you could do and what you couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so it's like sometimes you have to, sometimes the alternative is even raunchier. It's even more, you know. So
it's like you're pushing the barrier, and they're like, "Oh, you can't do this." It's like, "Oh, but we can do this." It's like, "Oh, you just messed up." It's like, "So yeah, we're gonna max that out."
You know, fucked up, Aaron.
Yeah,
it's like George Carlin's seven words you can't say.
What are those?
I'm trying to think, and you might have to Google this, but I think
don't tell me what to do.
I know, like
honestly, I'm not even sure. I think
familiar. Tits, balls, shit, fuck.
That's my favorite cock, part of this podcast.
Cunt.
Whoa.
There's one more. I can't remember. I that's my best guess is what they are. But whatever, they've all been said on network TV.
Exactly. You know? They've all been said. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, you know, he said all those, like, what, in the late 80s? It's like, and now it's
70s.
70s,
shit,
yeah.
Okay. Piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Mm-hmm. Now, cocksucker and motherfucker, that's still fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just cock.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he did a whole bit about like how you can say, like, you know, Roberto Clemente's got, you know, two balls, no strikes, but you can't say Roberto Clemente's got a nice set of balls on him. those all became part
which
of his
which might show. Still be true.
All right,
well, that may true.
Be true.
Yeah,
he's departed.
Yeah, it is amazing, like what we consider. Because I think we've talked about this before, like off podcast, but it's like, what was raunchy back then? What's raunchy now? Like, I think I've seen the quote that even the Office character,
Michael Scott,
like, you know, Steve, you know, Carell,
Steve,
he was like, I don't think the Office would flow nowadays. Mm-hmm. He's like, because then again, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge Office watcher, but it's like, he's like, you know, some of that stuff wouldn't fly now.
Yeah.
Very PC community, and it's like, so I feel like, you know, those were a time, quote unquote, to be alive. I'm not saying that was the right time to be alive. It was like, but like, you basically could do whatever the hell you wanted.
Yeah,
you know, and not saying they made better cinema, but you know, imagine now, like you're writing a movie, and it's like, oh no, you can't say that. Oh no, you can't do that. Like no, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, even with an R rating, like you have to understand like what you're getting into.
I mean, it's like in the context of The Office, it's like you can kind of get away with it a little more because. It's the Michael Scott character is so brilliant because he's so stupid.
Yeah, like, this is an example of what not to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like we can have him say like words about like the mentally challenged because he's an idiot.
Yeah,
you know, or homosexuals.
And wasn't that like an early episode when he was talking about that? Like, I thought that was like one of the biggest controversy. That he was kind of mentioning some type of mentally challenged school or something. But it's like you. But nowadays. You can't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And probably for the best.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, you know, think about just the free range of writing you had in the 80s, early 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You know, just free to whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah.
And I don't know if that is a good thing, like if it sensitizes us as a culture against those words or if it, like, makes them... free expression even more difficult and taboo by constraining what you can say.
And I think it becomes, the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast is very funny. I like to listen to it. Mm-hmm. He interviews, I think, Martin Short. He talks about how, like, Martin Short's like, yeah, I'm not a blue. He's like, I don't get dirty. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I am, that's not my thing.
No.
And I think that's what was popular in those times where people were like, what are you doing? Because that you went to go see a show that was a raunchy show.
Mm-hmm.
But now... everybody can be raunchy. So I think it's that flip-flop now where it's like, hey, can you make comedy without being that blue. Dirty person? Yeah. Can you do it without being blue? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the challenge now. Because you look at, you know, Eddie
Murphy. Blue? What is that? I've never heard this.
Just being crass. Just being being
inappropriate.
Yeah, inappropriate.
I mean, like, that's my life.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's like...
you're
like,
working blue.
Yeah, I know, you are blue. And I love you for that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, that there was this funny that he was, you know, Martin Short was talking about that. Like, that's never been my style. That's never been... And I've seen comedians do that, and I support them, and I'm glad they get you know, they can do that, but it's never been me.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to see the transition, because now I think everybody's so blue, mm-hmm. dark, dirty, you know, that you know, it's tougher now.
Yeah.
It's like, what is your niche? It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I have to go back to being clever.
Yeah.
So I think it's very interesting nowadays to see like all the comedy that's being written now, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Oh
comedy.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. It's like,
you've got to make sure not to piss people off.
Yeah. And, it's like, it just blows my mind. So what is raunchy now to me is just like, so yeah, you said like desensitized. It's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, if I watched a few, I was like, yeah, well, there's a naked woman that's inappropriate, but it doesn't blow me away.
Yeah.
But can you imagine having just a 20-second screenshot of a girl running by in Die Hard, boobies falling out? I was like, what is this? It's like, yeah, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It had a greater impact then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just kind of funny to be like, I would love to have a quote unquote millennial here to be like, What is raunchy to you now? Mm-hmm. like yeah. What do you get?
Yeah, where's the line?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there a line? It was like, I mean, you hate to go back to it, but like you look at pornography, as Travis and I were talking about.
Oh, I think
like,
that part got cut, but continue.
No, we're back. It was like,
oh,
no,
we're leaving it in.
Yeah, oh, we're staying in. Like, as usual, mm-hmm. they call it cream pie. But it's like, you know.
Hey-o,
my favorite category.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's just nothing, there's really nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of makes it weird for what you would think of the raunchy, risque movies now.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
After Game of Thrones, I mean, where do you go?
Exactly. And if I think they brought that back only because they had such great cinematography, great production. So it's like, it was kind of classy. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I was a huge fan of it too, but it's like,
it was raunchy, but well done.
It was well done. Mm-hmm. It was still raunchy.
Well, they also show, like, I mean, for that, the setting that they're in, just shows that you know, might doesn't exactly make right, but it doesn't matter if you're like a character like the Hound, and the only thing it's like not people like people have guns in that world.
Mm-hmm.
At you know, any coward can get a gun and you know pop anybody else that could normally kick that dude's ass.
Yeah,
but no, in that setting, whoever can kick the most ass, they get to do whatever the fuck they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it just shows kind of how barbaric that area is,
yeah,
and like how fucking crazy, and just the wrong people can gain power just because they, you know, because they're fucking Franken Mountain.
Yeah.
Just because they lift, bro. Yeah.
I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, you just from the first episode, you would consider Game of Thrones raunchy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you know, being a 5-year-old kid, like watching that and seeing, like, why is she bent over that way? Wait. Why did he push her out of a window? It's like, I mean, Game of Thrones is totally raunchy, but maybe we're just all desensitized to it. Like, we've, like, you know, being the age group we're in, it's like old-ass millennials with a cane, but, you know, still, it's like.
Well, it's like you get, even in the context of watching Game of Thrones from first season to last, you get desensitized where it's like you're rooting for Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen to get together even though you know they're related to each
other. Exactly, yeah.
It's like, what's happened to me?
Again, goes back to the whole raunchy. You know, they were just total raunch, but again, no one ever questioned it. It was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like, that was the olden days. That was the olden days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the same age. They're both hot. Why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just go with it.
YOLO. Mm-hmm.
Targaryen's been incestuous for years. That's mm-hmm. just, you know, keep it flowing.
Yeah. It's just, they're of their time, of their era.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So you can catch our podcasts
on
CinemaVino.
And Apple Podcasts and Spotify and everywhere you can find delicious podcasts.
Guys, Travis has not had fun tonight. He looks very upset and angry.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't look happy.
I thought we were going to talk about boners more.
Mm-hmm. He says that at the end of every conversation. But this has been another episode of CinemaVino. Also, side note, you can find my movie reviews at moviereviews.us.
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 Candyman. So, we love you. And Boner Jams 08.
If I don't see Braille, that's a fail.
If you see Brown, turn around.
Don't drown.
Piggy Pond, we out.
A lot of poop.
It's going to be a 7-minute episode.
Hello, this Todd Taylor, Travis, Ed.
Gene farts.
Guys, we had just had to do a hard cut because Taylor went on a crazy tirade, and we can't publish any of that.
Yeah,
so
he went blue.
Yep.
How did I go blue? I was very, very
cut that as well.
Very yellow.